Hey, this is Pastor Shane with His Vision Ministries. That night in Bethlehem on the first Christmas, it was simple. And so this year for many, because of the pandemic, Christmas will be simple for most. That's not necessarily a bad thing, by the way. I think we need to get back to the roots of simplicity as we celebrate the birth of Christ. I want to talk today on the subject of the simplicity of Christmas in this nugget. Back, and I want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of our supporters. We started these nugget videos and podcasts back at the end of March of 2020. This is our 183rd nugget for 2020, and this will be our final nugget in 2020. I'm going to take a break from these nuggets through the Christmas season, mainly to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the reason for the season, and also to be praying for this ministry and praying for you and what God's got in store for 2021. We're going to return back, though, with the nuggets on Monday, January the 4th. I'm looking forward to what God, again, is going to do through these nuggets and how God is going to work through this ministry. One other thing we have available on our website at hisvision.org is a mini 7-day Christmas devotional and also a 7-day reading plan on the birth of Christ. And so I'm encouraging all of our viewers to use these resources along with checking out our 2021 Bible reading plans, prayer guides, and other tools that we've made available. All this is on the homepage, again, hisvision.org. And so today I want to talk on the simplicity of Christmas. You know, Christmas isn't about us. It isn't our birthday. It's the Lord Jesus' birthday that we're celebrating. You know, Christmas has been so commercialized, our image of Holy Night has been turned into an ordinary night. The simple, authentic, biblical account of Christmas, we read about it over in Luke chapter number 2. In verse 14 of that chapter, the Bible says this, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And so as soon as that baby Jesus was born on this planet, they began praising and they began glorifying God. And so this year, I know we've been in a pandemic. It's halted a lot of things. This hasn't been an ordinary year for any of us. However, let's take this time and let's make Christmas much, much more simpler in praising God this year. Instead of trying to box up and tie a neat ribbon on the event of celebrating the birth of Christ, let's take time in a different year to only focus on Jesus. Let Him be the primary focus of the entire season. God provides a simple solution for all these complex problems that we're facing on this planet. The simple solution of the Savior whose birth we're celebrating right now. God's Christmas message to us, it's simple, and its solution is made available to all of us in the world's problems. You know, why have we switched off the simplicity of Jesus over the years with the hustle and bustle of Christmas? I don't really have the answer to that, but that's what we've done. Whatever you're dealing with right now, God's solution's simple. The Savior, who is Christ the Lord. That's the number one thing we ought to be focused on. And so I want to say two things. For the non-Christian, friend, He was born so that you can be born again. And so the question is, will you receive Him as God's gift for you this Christmas? You can find out more about how to have a relationship with Jesus at hisvision.org. For the Christian, praise God for Jesus being born. You and I, we have the eternal gift of life. I gave my life. I received that gift in 1990. Again, Merry Christmas to all of you. I pray that you have a very blessed and Merry Christmas. I'll be praying for all of you during this Christmas break. Looking forward to getting back with you on January the 4th. God bless you. We'll see you then.